This painting, depicting an idyllic harmony between nature and civilization, showcases Pennsylvania's Susquehanna River. A small trio of figures enjoy an afternoon outdoors in the left foreground, while another pair of figures contemplate the view, one perhaps sketching it, just as we might imagine the artist, Edmund Darch Lewis, did when preparing to paint this work. Following the river into the background, clusters of buildings almost blend into its left bank, suggesting the seamless integration of human habitations with the natural world. Darch Lewis traveled by train to access the site of this painting. As railroads dramatically expanded between 1830 and 1840, the East Coast became increasingly reachable by train. Here, he presents a vista seen from the banks of the Susquehanna at Duncannon, looking northeast where the Juniata River, seen in the top left, meets the Susquehanna, opposite, on the right. Darch Lewis combines realistic elements of 19th century industrialization, such as a factory blowing smoke and the train on a bridge, with more idealized elements suggestive of romantic landscape paintings. The mountain on the right, for instance, is Peter's Mountain. Those familiar with the mountain would tell you that it has a rounded top. Lewis presents Peter's Mountain as having almost an alpine peak, more likely to be found in the dramatic profiles of the Rockies or the Appalachians than in south central Pennsylvania. If you follow the wall to your right, you will find our next work, a photograph, at the very end.